Elizabeth, get my knife out of my back pocket.
I'll never open it.
Bring it up to mouth. That's it.
Without my pen.
Let's get.
Travis, that's Sam.
Sam?
Sam's alive.
Come on.
The captives weren't free for long, but in the fight to recapture them, the Comanche proved that he was really their friend. The captives were lashed to their horses, and the wild ride began again. Soon the Indians were sighted by a band of cavalrymen who gave chase. In the confusion, the Comanche rode alongside Travis and, leaning over, slashed his bonds and pushed him from his horse. He hit the ground hard and lay like dead, unnoticed by Indian or cavalrymen. Soon he was all alone, and the buzzards began circling overhead. But Savage Sam, injured though he was, still followed the trail and soon came upon Travis, just as he regained consciousness.
Sam! Hey, what's the matter, Sam? It's me, Travis! Hey! Come here, you wild you. Sure am glad to see you, boy. Listen, Sam. If anything's gonna be done for Elizabeth and Arliss, looks like we gotta do it. Come on, boy. Let's pick up that trail. Hey! Sam, come here! Come here, Sam! Come here! Sam! Now listen, you gotta hold back or you'll outrun me. We gotta work together on this or we don't stand a chance. All right, let's try again.
Travis tried running with Sam on a leash, but Sam was so eager to follow the trail to Arliss, and Travis was so injured and exhausted that finally the leash dropped out of his hand. Travis swayed dizzily and fell, and Sam bounded on down the trail. Fortunately for Travis, his Uncle Beck had been on their trail, together with a band of neighbors, ever since they'd failed to return to the cabin. They caught up with him just in time.
Easy now. Easy, Travis. We're with you now.
Gosh, doggy, try to choke a man to death.
Oh, get him some water, Crupp.
Elizabeth, my baby girl. Is she all right?
What about Arliss?
Back's bad, sunburn. Them bruises look ugly, too.
We best grease him. Todd, get that bacon rind out of my saddlebag.
Here, son.
I have a clean shirt in my saddlebag.
Here, easy, easy now. Easy.
You kill any of them cutthroat savages?
They still got my horses? Them thieving devils.
Sam, we gotta catch Sam!
Sam?
He got a hot trail on them Indians.
We gotta get you where that dog fort gets dark. You think you can make it?
He's gotta make it. I tell you, them red devils so much as touch my little girl.
Of course I can make it.
Let's go, then. You can eat while we're riding.
Now, hold on a minute, Beck. We got a little problem here. 7 men and 6 horses.
Ride double.
Why, it's gonna be tough enough for keeping up with that dog riding single. I say let's leave the boy here and we'll pick him up on the way back.
I'm going.
Now, look here, boy.
I won't hold nobody up. I'll take it afoot.
Afoot?
Sure. I'll run alongside hanging on to somebody's saddle, like the Comanche.
Comanche? I thought you said them was Apaches.
They are Apache, all but one.
Who ever heard of a Comanche running with Apache?
What difference does it make? Our job's to find them.
Beck's right. Find them and kill them.
You say that Comanche kept up hanging on the saddle?
Yes, sir.
Well, if he can do it, so can we. Get up on that horse, boy, and finish eating that grub. I'll take the first turn. If we don't catch up with them before they get in mountains, we're never going to find them.
Even Bud Searcy took his turn running alongside one of the horses. Now, when they finally caught up with Sam, he was surrounded by a pack of wolves and fighting for his life. So as not to shoot Sam by mistake, the mounted men whipped off the wolves with their ropes. But Sam was hurt badly.
Easy, boy. Good old Sam. Let me see what they did to you.
Cut him up much?
Well, they chewed up his paw pretty bad.
Think he can take the trail?
I don't know.
Try him.
All right, Sam. Come here, boy. Come here, boy. Come to me. Come on, Sam.
What are we going to do now, Beck?
I say leave him here and let's get to riding.
Trail's going to be tougher to follow from here on, especially at night. Without that dog, we ain't got a prayer.
But that hound can't even walk.
Hand him up here, Travis.
Man, now I guess I seen everything. Blowhards and pot hounds allowed to ride while good men are left afoot.
All right, who runs now?
Reckon I do.
You reckon you can?
Sure.
Let's get. Travis!
Yes, sir?
Take Sam down and see if he can pick up the trail.
Supposing he can.
He will.
Go, Sam. Please, Sam. Arliss, Sam. Go find Arliss. Come on, Sam. That's it, Sam!
Stick with it, Sam! Travis, go on, pick him up. We're on the right trail.
What'd I tell you?
Still say we're putting a heap of faith in a lame dog.
Right now, a lame dog's all we got.
Beck carried Sam on his horse, and from time to time he would put the crippled dog down, and Sam would nose around until he found the trail. Then Beck would pick him up, and they'd be off. Suddenly, they noticed a whole lot of snakes and spiders moving around, and a flock of doves heading for their roost in the middle of the day. By these signs, they knew a desert downpour was coming. So as not to be caught in a flash flood, they rode up into the hills and took refuge in a cave.
Well, this ain't the safest place in the world, but it's better than nothing.
Not much. Let a 10-foot head of water come a boiling down out of them hills, yonder. It'll drown every last one of us before we get a chance to turn around and spit.
Whitey! If you knows of a better place, why don't you go crawl into it?
We ain't through yet, Travis.
How can Lisbeth and Arliss live through all this?
Them Indians can find shelter, you can bet on that.
That's right, Travis. They're a lot wilder. Know more about the country than us.
Sure.
But the trail will be completely wiped out.
Listen, we know they're headed right for them mountains, and old Sam can pick up the trail again, can't you?
Man alive, Coates. Picking up a trail after a storm like that might take days.
I'll worry about that, Krupp.
It stopped.
Well, let's get moving.
What are we going to do about Krupp?
Nothing.
Off they rode again, across the hills and down the long valleys, searching for signs of the Indians. All of a sudden, Sam lifted his nose, sniffed the air, began yelping eagerly, and leaped from Travis's arms to the ground.
Go get it, Sam. Hunt it out, boy. It's all up to you now.
You think he's got it?
I know he's got it. Stay with it, boy. Stay with it.
Come on in. He's got it. Sam! Sam! Hey, boy, Sam!
He's liable to run right into them engines. Y'all wait here.
Wait. I came to kill engines, not to wait.
Beck said to wait. Now, I reckon we best do it.
Sam! Here, Sam. Sam. Come here. Come here, Sam. Come here, you. Hold it. Hold it. Now, quit that. Quit it, Sam. You bite me, I'm gonna bite you right back, you fool. Ooh, hey. You get your mind set on one thing, you're stubborn as a one-eyed mule, ain't you? All right. Let's see what's on the other side of that hill, huh?
Travis. You'll be needing some extra cartridges.
Thank you.
Did you see him?
In the drawback of that hill.
Well, let's go.
Now, wait. Now, just wait! You wait and listen. They're fixing to split up. Now, the chance we got is keep them from getting to their horses. So I'm gonna ride in and try and stampede their herd. Y'all cover me, you understand? Travis? You take Sam Time up. Put a muzzle on so he can't give us away.
Yes, sir.
White, you and Todd circle that ridge. Come up behind him. Now I'm counting on the two of you to keep from getting up in the mountains.
All right, Beck.
Hold your fire. They see me coming that valley because we got to surprise them.
Right.
Crap. You and Bud take cover down at the mouth of that draw. That way you can keep them from getting out in the open country again. Once the shooting starts, we'll catch them in a crossfire. Now go on.
Come on, Bud, let's go.
And where do I go?
You stick with me, Peck. Get up here.
Well, Sam sure hates being left out.
Yeah, well, he done his part. Rest of us up to us now. Come on. Belly crawl from here. Now look, Travis. When this thing opens up, it's gonna go fast. So you gotta be ready for anything, everything, you understand?
Yes, sir.
Now remember one thing. We're out here to get Arliss and Elizabeth back. If we gotta kill some Indians to do it, that's the way it's gonna be. You go into a fight, there ain't but one thing you can bet on. That's you're gonna be scared.
Feel that way too?
Man and boy, it's all the same.
As they stealthily took up their positions around the unsuspecting Indians, they discovered that the Apaches were fighting among themselves over the division of the horses. It was an ideal time to surprise them. But suddenly, Pack stood up and fired, and the battle was on. Travis did well in his first fight, and Arliss successfully rocked young Warrior off his horse. Near the end, it appeared that the Indians were beaten, but suddenly Broken Nose, on horseback, swooped down and picked up Lisbeth and raced away up the hill. Bud Searcy picked up his big .50 rifle and, steadying it on Krupp's shoulder, took careful aim, fired, and knocked Broken Nose dead from his saddle. Then he fainted dead away. Beck, in close pursuit, grabbed Lisbeth and brought her back.
Hello, little Arliss.
Well, hi, Mr. Searcy.
Well, boy, I guess you must be powerful grateful to me. I'll run halfway across Texas on foot just to save you and my little girl.
Mr. Searcy, did you see mean old Sam when we took on that engine?
I know I didn't, but I don't reckon you was watching when I made that shot?
Well, no, I wasn't, but let me tell you. I busted him with some rocks, and then Sam, he nailed him good. And afore we got through with that poor old engine, I'll bet he wishes he never even thought of running off with me.
Now look, Arnold, he don't seem proper for a boy to brag on himself.
Why, this ain't no brag, Mr. Searcy. Every word I'm about to tell you is the gospel truth. You see, the day we was caught, why, Travis and Elizabeth was scared, and Sam, he was hurt. So I had to start out fighting them engines all by myself. There was one engine took a particular disliking to me right from the start, so I knew I had to fix him proper. See, I had this little plan right up here in my head, and one day when he wasn't looking, well, I got me a club and I busted it right over his head. Then, dang them, they threw me right in a pond, but I fought him off just the same. You know, I never will forget the day they killed Nate Old Jumper. I picked me up a tree branch and clubbed the engine right over the head and laid him low. Then, danged if I didn't have to fight off half a dozen of them. It was then and there they decided to make an engine out of me, because of my bravery. And I'll tell you something else, Mr. Searcy.
I just can't wait to hear it, boy.
I was just getting ready to escape when Uncle Beck come down that hill just a ripping and a tearing.
Thought we'd never see this place again.
It looks good, don't it?
Well, Bud, you want to come in and have a little bite to eat?
I think I'd better. I'm hungry. And my ears plumb wore out.
I'll finish my story later, Mr. Searcy.
You do got to finish, don't it, boy?
Oh, yes, sir. I was saving the best part for last.
Jumper! You're alive! We didn't need you after all! I'm so glad. You don't know how I missed you, or how happy I am to see you. How many times I gotta tell you to keep out of this here corn patch? Oh, shit! More than you!
Let me help you down.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I better go fix some grub.
No, Travis. Cooking is woman's work. You go fetch some wood.
He's clean hooked, but she's planted his corn for good.
Yeah. Funny thing. I never could learn for sure if my little Elizabeth liked him. Must have asked her 1,000 times. She never let me know. And now I can see for myself. He must put her in mind of me.
You?
When I was his age.
Oh.
Of course, I've never been taken by the mentions. Much too smart for that.
You was better looking, too, wasn't you?
Well, not much. Maybe you might. But I was a much better horseman and marksman, as you could plainly see from that shot I made.
Yeah, that was Danny.
Stay with him, boy!
Arliss! 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 Arliss!
He's quite a boy.
Yep.
So the story ends just about as it began, with a bobcat being chased by bawling, yelping, savage Sam, who in turn was chased by Bucking Jumper, with Arliss yelling at the top of his lungs, chasing them all through the land of the wild country.
We were born to love the country, oh, savage Sam and me. We were born in the west, in the land that's best, but folks out here never get much rest, with dogs and boys like me. In the land of the wild.